When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Luna Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we've got lots of things to explore. The good news is this week we have a Pisces full moon, and I'm giving you permission to lose touch with reality for a couple of days. If you like, you don't have to, but it's a really beautiful time to get lost in fantasy. We're also entering Libra season, which is always a lovely season if tackled from the right perspective, and I'll help you with that in un momento. We've got the September equinox on September 22nd, 23rd, depending on where you are, and that will either be a spring or a fall equinox. And then, of course, on September 27, for three long, arduous weeks, our mate Mercury will be doing her backwards spin once again. You know, Mercury retrograde only happens three times a year. It feels like it happens way more than that. Anyway, as always, there are lots of gifts to take from Mercury retrograde, so we will dive into those before the end of the episode. But let's start with Libra season. Libra season kicks off on September 23rd, not soon after the spring equinox in the southern hemisphere and the fall equinox in the northern hemisphere. And it'll run until the 23rd of October. Libra is all about balance, something many of us have abandoned, forcefully or otherwise, this year. Libra energy is forever on the quest for equality, harmony, and stability. So ask yourself, are you feeling those things? If not, which is likely the majority of you, I would say, Libra will search for a way to bring you back into balance. And guys, sometimes she ain't that subtle about it. It's no coincidence that the equinox occurs as we enter Libra season. The equinox occurs when the sun is directly in line with the equator and we experience an equal amount of day and night. From a spiritual and energetic perspective, it symbolizes a balancing of polarities, an opportunity for mask and femme, light and dark, yin and yang, to unite as one. The equinox gives us as humans the ability to find balance within ourselves. This can be emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, energetically. You're likely to experience this energy in one of two ways. Firstly, if you are in balance and you've been working hard this year to harmonize the shitstorms as they arise, then you'll likely find Libra season an absolute breeze. But also, can I just say, it's so fine if this is not you. It is certainly not me. Secondly, if you're out of balance, you'll likely be forced into balance. And the further off kilter you are, the more you're going to feel it as Libra attempts to recalibrate you. But also, you know, roll with it. If you feel shake up, don't resist it. Have faith that it is for the greatest good. Libra is represented by the scales, which on a deeper level signifies the need to create the ultimate balance between the energy of who we are and the energy of the universe, and recognizing that we are not separate. Libra is an air sign, and like all of the air signs, can get caught up in their head. So if this is you this month, remind yourself that you exist within the entire universe, not just in your mind. Another highlight of Libra season will be relationships, relating to others, and finding balance within those dynamics. This season is an awareness of other, an acceptance of polarity, and an observation of what throws off your own balance. This is why it's so important to know yourself inside and out. When are you in alignment? When do you feel authentic and like the best version of yourself? When do you feel in harmony with yourself and your surroundings? When do you not? This is the essence of Libra season. It's very easy to stay balanced when you're alone, but how can you maintain equanimity around other? Okay, let's take a look now at the Pisces full moon. The Pisces full moon will take place on Tuesday, September 21 at 9:54 a.m. in Sydney, 12:54 a.m. in London, and on Monday, September 20 at 7:54 p.m. in New York. The mantra for Pisces is I dissolve, which is so fucking poetic. I love it. Its objective is to gain spiritual peace. It's the last of the zodiac signs, and it is the last breath, the death of self, the process of diffusion. Pisces easily connects to spirit and the universe. It's deeply intuitive, psychic, healing, vulnerable, and so incredibly vibrationally charged. This feeling of diffusion and dissolving of self makes it fluid like water. And this feminine flow creates this incredible ability to be a visionary, be compassionate, caring, and undeniably dreamy. But Pisces also has this tendency to become so in flow that she can lose touch with reality. Boundaries become blurred. There's confusion, impracticality, and a sense of unreliability. The daydreamer can become ungrounded, the victim, and the martyr. But in saying all of that, I want to give you permission to slip into a Pisces daydream this week. Allow yourself an escape if reality is proving too much right now. It's not going to hurt anyone, and it will give you a sense of relief and an opportunity to tap back into what you truly desire for yourself. Indulge in what you desire for the future, what you desire for yourself, and even if it's fleeting, allow the real world to dissolve. Yes, this is a water moon, and we all know what happens when the moon is full in a water sign. Emotions take a seat front and center. I've already seen it play out in the lead up to this moon within my friendship circles. So as always, my advice is to feel whatever arises, allow it to flood through you and out of you rather than ignoring it and pretending like it's not there. Earth and air signs, I'm talking to you. We're being asked to surrender, release, let go and forgive. And the Pisces energy is the perfect seat to ride the waves of fluidity. But if you're not comfortable in the water, and I don't mean that literally, but if the idea of experiencing, processing and making space for your emotions feels foreign and scary, then this full moon might feel like a rapid rushing river ride. So hold on tight, my friends. Neptune, the ruler of Pisces, is also very active under this full moon, which will amp up all of those Pisces qualities. It will also likely heighten your intuition. So make sure you take adequate time under this new moon to listen to your inner stirrings. It might be a subtle inner whisper or a full-blown steam train headed straight for you. Either way, your intuition is only useful when you follow it. So no ignoring what you know to be true. It's a note to myself right there. Okay, let's look at some ways we can work with this full moon. So first of all, of course, it is a full moon, so do a releasing ritual. And if there was ever a full moon to release and let go, it's the Pisces full moon. This can look like whatever feels good for you. But if you need some guidance, Lunar Lover members will be guided through a Pisces full moon online circle that includes a releasing ritual and deep healing visual exercise. You'll also get some beautiful Pisces full moon journal prompts, plus this week's full moon yin class taught by Lunar Lover team member Beck Russell from her gorgeous home in Airlie Beach. If you want to become a Lunar Lover member, all you need to do is click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. Second thing you might like to do is go for a frolic in the water. I feel like I tell you to get in the water every episode, but it is a water moon, so extra points if you find a watering hole in the middle of a forest and mix in some forest bathing with some waterfall swimming. That would be perfect. But whatever you do, make sure you dunk your head under. It's the best bit, and it's a beautiful way to cleanse and neutralize any overwhelm, especially of the emotion-fueled kind. Learn from your dreams. You will likely be having lots and lots of vivid dreams under this Pisces full moon. I am a psychic dreamer, meaning I often dream of things right before they happen. It is not a blessing. I very much think it's a curse. But it's just something to be aware of within yourself this week. Pay attention to your dreams. And obviously, it's not always the most obvious thing that you're dreaming about, but be aware of the emotions that you're feeling in your dreams. They're going to be your telltale signs. Footloose and fancy free. Did you know that Pisces rules the feet? So it might be time to go barefoot or get a foot massage, or I don't know, maybe go and get a pedicure. I have given you permission. Go and get a pedi this week. And then lastly, look out for endings. Pisces is the last of the 12 zodiac signs, so it's often a time of endings, and there is no better time than a full moon to release those endings to make way for shiny new beginnings. Okay, that's the moon. We've got Libra season, we've got the moon, we talked about the equinox. Last thing on the agenda is Mercury retrograde. I'm going to give you a super brief rundown because I've given you so many episodes on Mercury retrograde. And to be honest with you, it's all the same advice, but I will give you a little bit of a recap. This particular one runs from September 27 to October 19. It's taking place in the sign of Libra. Air sign Mercury retrogrades have been a bit of a theme this year. The last one was in Aquarius. In one way, it's good because Mercury retrograde feels quite at home in air energy, but it also tends to mean the effects are heightened, they're amplified. Air signs rule our mental clarity and cerebral processing, as does the planet of communication in question. So when its energy is dormant, which is basically what happens when it's in retrograde, we can often begin to feel the cogs in our mind start slowing down, or at least not moving at maximum speed. This may lead to fogginess, confusion, or just a lack of clarity. Of course, there's also the flip side of this, which is where thought and mental chatter can increase, sending you into a little bit of an overthinking overdrive. Again, not ideal. But no matter which version surfaces for you, and yes, it could be both, I have some advice for you. As most of you know, I've got quite an air heavy chart, so I find both of those scenarios very frustrating, but I don't allow Mercury retrograde to send me into an irate fool for 3 weeks. I just give myself more time to contemplate tasks. So for example, I'm at the end of writing my manuscript for my third book. It's due on the 5th of October, but I plan to have it finished before Mercury retrograde hits. And then from the 27th to the 5th of October is when I'm going to read back through and edit. It's a really good time to review content, not create new content. So perhaps you can apply that to your own life or your own business. The other thing I really try and do is take the time to include 2 vital practices into my life. One is meditation. I'm not an everyday meditator, unless it's Mercury retrograde. So if you're not really a meditator, you might like to take the practice up during Mercury retrograde, especially when it's in an air sign. And then the second thing, which was my advice with the Pisces full moon, it applies here too, is stick your head under the water. For me, it's the ocean, but for you, it might just be the shower. It's calming. It dulls the noise in your head. And I kind of reckon it recharges brain cells. Not scientifically proven, just what I think. Because this particular air Mercury retrograde is in Libra, I wouldn't be surprised if relationships are highlighted, specifically communication, or perhaps in your case, lack thereof. If you're prone to jumping to conclusions and making assumptions, I would be asking for clarity before making any big bold moves. Perhaps this is an opportunity to have a look at where some of the communication pitfalls are in your relationships. There are also advantages to Mercury retrograde, and I go on and on and on about these every time because as much fear as there is circulating, I think there's always so many benefits to gain from it as well. So let's have a look at some of those. Of course, intuition will be heightened with a Mercury retrograde. That's one of the bonuses. It was also a bonus of the Pisces full moon. So over the next coming week to 3 weeks, expect some intuitive downloads. Your psychic abilities will also be heightened. So, I mean, look, I guess the summary of this is trust your hunches, acknowledge your heart flutters and your gut churnings. Ask yourself for guidance and always look for validation internally, especially during a Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde is the ideal time to take some time for yourself. So slow down, unwind, reconnect with the simple things in life. So what does that mean? Get off your screens, immerse yourself in nature. If you have somewhere to be, walk there or ride your bike. Prioritize in-person catch-ups where you can. And please remember to breathe. All right, if you enjoyed this episode, I would love you to leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. You could take a screenshot on your phone and share it to your Instagram stories. Until next moon, which will be a Libra new moon. How exciting. Libra new moon. Until then, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.